Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Test 1, 2, 3.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. Boy, you look pretty good for just flying a red eye in from Vegas.
Just flew in from the Sin City. I was at the SHOT Show.
The SHOT Show.
5 days. Flew the red eye home. Did not get to sleep. Had a guy with extreme halitosis and an onion smell coming from his body seated next to me.
That guy's on every flight.
The entire trip, which is wonderful.
That's good.
Reminds me of me, like before I go to dentist, yeah. I always eat garlic bread and Oreo cookies.
That's why they wear masks.
Walk into the dental office.
Garlic bread and Oreo cookies?
Yes.
Why Oreo cookies?
Because they get in all the nooks and crannies of my teeth. Let her earn her pay.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to clean and brush and floss before I go. That's her job.
And you wonder why your dental bills are so high.
You know, the SHOT Show was huge this year, huge attendance, and there's this solidarity that binds. And
I was going to ask you what the tenor was of that show.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's concerned. They broadcast the Big O's 1,000 Points of Darkness.
The Big O.
Live, yes, Obama, the Big O. And they broadcast it live stream in all the exhibition room so we can see it. The day before, the major discussion was New York, and we'll get into that later. You know, you asked me about this. 4 days previous to the SHOT Show, we did the Edison Garden State Outdoor Expo.
Yeah.
And I had a booth, and the first day at a booth on a Thursday, two FUDs came into my booth. And for you that don't know who FUDs are, think Elmer Fudd, okay? These are the hunters that believe that no one's ever going to take their guns.
The 2,000-year-old hunters.
Yes, these are like the 70 million strong in this country that could give a shit about gun rights because they feel no one's ever going to take their rights away.
Yeah, right.
Well, two FUDs come in and basically said to me, it's because of me and my buddies with our black rifles that were all in the trouble that
we're
in. Are
you serious? And we wonder why we're losing the battle.
Let me tell you something. I did everything short but threatened to break their effing hips.
I wish I would have been there.
Okay? Seriously. And then,
did they get out of their jazzies long enough to confront you?
And then I said to him, I said, well, you know, the NRA said, well, we don't belong to the NRA because we don't agree with all their views. I said, you know what? Conversation ends. No reason to talk to you guys anymore.
Because you're
ignorant.
Stupid.
I turned around and was looking at my booth. And after like a minute of uncomfortable silence, they finally moved on.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the whole place was wired for cameras. Otherwise, Maxwell Silverhammer would have come out.
I can't blame you, man. I don't know how you kept your cool to that extent.
Now, this is a problem we have.
Yeah.
Is
we talk about it all the time.
We have the splintered groups amongst the Second Amendment groups.
Why do you need to have high-capacity magazines?
Correct. We have the splintered groups, and then we have the finger-pointing, and then we have the FUDs, and then we have the do-nothings. You know, we have the doers that do all the heavy lifting for the do-nothings.
2%,
Exactly, 2%. You know, I was reading on the NJ Gun Forums, and I saw Max at the SHOT Show. And I was looking at the gun forums, and they're talking about the rally that's coming up in Trenton. And there's 4,300 members of the gun forum. So can we expect 4,000 members of the gun forums to
show
up?
You can expect five.
I think we're gonna get more. We're probably going to get 50. But
that's sad.
No, it is sad. And I'm not picking on the gun forums because I get along
with
almost
everybody. No, it's the same across.
It's just like that.
Across the board.
NRA, NJ2AS, yes, ANJRPC, SAF. Unions, you know, longshoremen, whatever.
Right.
Anytime somebody, it's always a small minority that does the work for the majority. And a lot of my vibe on the show is going to keep talking to you people is we have to have that end.
Get on the bus.
Yes.
Stop letting everybody pull your weight because it's just not going to happen. The battle is way too big now. The battle is far too big for everybody to sit back and on their thumbs.
If we don't think there's a domino effect on the gun forums this morning, Livingston Police is telling residents, taxpayers, and law-abiding citizens they are not accepting any more FID applications until February.
Are you
because
serious?
Because they're backed up, okay?
Well, there were lines out the door.
Now,
right?
You have to go to the state police, and you're going to have to complain about it. You're going to have to go to police chief.
Yep.
So this is what's going to be happening, ladies and gentlemen. So forum guys, association guys.
You give these
guys,
people an inch, they're going to take a mile.
We need everybody.
Absolutely.
We need everybody together. And we really have to fight this. So I want everybody this is a call to arms for February 8th, Friday, February 8th. We're going to get into it a little later, and we're going to talk about the all-star lineup and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly. I mean, there's some very dangerous trends out there, and we really need to start being very vocal about this.
I was at the rally in, I think it was 94, for the assault weapons ban in Trenton. We had 10,000 people show up, and they still passed the assault weapons ban.
Yep.
I was at the rally in D.C. 2 years previous to that with the assault weapons ban with the Brady Bill. G. Gordon Liddy was our speaker at the time. He pulled up. He had a Hummer, and the license plate said H2O Gate on his license plate, Watergate. But, you know, we took buses down. And back then, Manny from the Bullet Hole booked the bus.
Nice.
And we took buses down to go and fight for our Second Amendment rights. And we were on the green in Washington, D.C., and the whole bit. So I've done it quite a few times before, excuse me, and I'm willing to do it this February 8th. Gun for Hire Radio is going to be there. We're going to set up. We're going to broadcast. We're going to record a show. We'll grab some people to talk to on the show. Real quick, I don't want to let too much of the cat out of the bag, but Governor Krispy Kreme is going to be—he's committed to speaking there. Maybe we could get him on the show. I'm going to stop and get 6 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Ooh, and we'll bait
and a
him.
Case of Twinkies, and we're going to
lay him out
exactly, exactly, and he'll follow it right to
follow
our
the
podium.
Crumbs right to the podium. That'll be good. That's about the only way we'll be able to get him there, don't you think?
When we come back, I want to talk about the Big O being upset.
You do pretty good with no sleep.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! Okay, so you've lost your mind. Forget the comment about lack of sleep. You're suffering from lack of sleep.
As Joe Santi would say, sleep is a crutch. Sleep. He also says food and water is a crutch, that son of a bitch. Okay, he was at the SHOT Show all week. You know what I love about these young bucks? You know, he's an Afghanistan vet. He walks the SHOT Show with a backpack that weighs like 400 pounds.
Well, how many tours in Iraq? You know,
I mean, carry a cigar.
6 months with baby wipes. I know you carry. Wait, you don't carry a cigar. You make other people carry your cigars for you.
No, I was carrying a cigar.
Well, that's pretty good.
All right, so now listen, ladies and gentlemen. Obama is upset because the NRA did an ad saying that the president has security for his daughters, but he doesn't want armed security for our children.
Oh.
Okay? And he says it, and Christie agrees. They say it's reprehensible that we're using the children as a tool. Well, what about signing your 1,000 points of darkness and having 6 kids standing behind you while you're signing it?
Yeah, just like Hitler did when Hitler introduced the gun ban in Germany.
Correct. Isn't that using children as a prop? Listen, you're in public office.
Yeah.
What you should do then is, if you want to be the president, wait until your children are grown.
Well, this guy is just, he's got such an ego. He thinks that everybody should just love him because he's got his sycophants surrounding him. He lives in another world.
They say that he was livid about the ad, and he's livid that the gun control activists are not falling in line with his 1,000 points of darkness. Which this would be the 23 executive prompts or whatever the hell it is that we're gonna talk about in detail.
A bunch of gibberish
in a minute now. But yeah, Christie sides with him, and you know, there's a couple of things. I'm reading so many different newspapers, but you know, here's the 10 big strategies are obviously require criminal background checks for all guns. Oh wait, get into Obama,
don't we have that?
Yes, before we get into Obama, I'd like to take a moment of silence for New York State.
Yeah, it is gone.
New York State has fallen.
Yep.
And it's horrific. At the SHOT Show, I was telling people for the first time ever, I'm more proud of being a Jerseyan compared to New York now.
Yeah, but see, well, like we talk about all the time, man, what starts there doesn't stay there. This sets a very dangerous precedent. And now they just don't care. Governor Useless Cuomo passes this. It's amazing how quickly they can get bills through in 2 days, and nobody thinks about it. You know, the cops are not exempt from that magazine ban.
They're writing an exemption to the bill a day later.
Oh,
yeah, because cops can't carry.
Everybody
more than
forgot about the
7
cops.
Rounds. Not only that, but I was in the NRA booth. The CMP is an M1 Garand. Is the N block? Is that considered a magazine? It holds 8, and it's used in CMP matches.
Oh man!
And then when they shoot their M1As, they load 8 rounds in the magazine for a competition. Are they going to have to rewrite the competitions now?
Probably so.
For New York, yeah, this bill was rammed up the asses of the legislators. They signed it. The good thing is, Cuomo and Christie are probably going to be running against each other in 16. Christie came out and basically, you know, did not knock gun control. He basically said in a press conference yesterday, we'll get into that later, but New Jersey has strong enough laws and the rest of the nation should be following our lead, and we're not going to pass any knee-jerk legislation like the idiot New Yorkers did. That's basically what Christie said, because he's digging Cuomo too, because he knows it's what gun laws don't work.
No, right. But why do they keep passing them?
Because it's feel-good legislation. But you know what's going to happen in New York? This is what's going to happen. They passed this huge amount of changes. A year from now, when they see crime hasn't gone down, they're going to say, we need to pass more laws.
More.
It wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, absolutely. The insanity wasn't strong enough. It's never going to be that it was bad, because we have how many decades of history to prove that
it's
gun bans don't work.
Of shit.
Yep.
So the big O, require criminal background checks for all gun sales. Take 4 executive actions to ensure information on dangerous individuals is available to the background check system. I thought that was already a thing.
No, a lot of, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit in detail as it refers to Obamacare. I mean, everybody said I was crazy a year ago when I said that when Obamacare comes through, they're going to use Obamacare to take your guns away. Well, here it is, and we'll explain it. It's explained in his 23 points of darkness over here.
Here's another one. Reinstate and strengthen the assault weapons ban. No assault weapon. Anyway, restore the 10-round limit on ammo magazines. But here's my favorite: protect police by finishing the job of getting rid of armor-piercing bullets. What cops are shot with armor-piercing bullets?
Yeah, no, that's,
zero.
That's a big problem.
Okay, they're
armor-piercing bullets, but they concentrate on these things because it sounds good. You see, if you've got an ignorant public, Ant, you can get people to agree to that. Why should anybody have an armor-piercing bullet?
You know what, Sandy? But look at the next one. Give law enforcement additional tools to prevent and prosecute gun crime. Maybe you better talk to the judges.
Yeah.
okay,
or to your own Justice Department, okay, who basically gives guns away to the bad guys.
This is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, of course, okay, it is. It's just a lot of it's a lot of nonsense. But there's a lot of damaging things in here, especially when you get to now. All of a sudden, doctors are made to be deputized to report on you.
Well, you know the slippery slope in New York, where mental health, they've made it really critical with any type of mental health problem. Well, I read a counterpoint to that saying that if someone's feeling they're going to hurt themselves, mm-hmm, they're not going to go to doctor because they don't want to lose their guns.
Right.
And it could manifest and become worse, and they could become homicidal, suicidal, or
sure,
whatever.
Put some more barriers up between mental,
correct,
health and the patient. And the problem is right now with Obamacare, what you don't realize right now, what's going on behind the scenes with the doctors, are being made to have to report all of their records and notes and conversations, including psychiatrists, via electronic submission to the government. So now you can't find out what's wrong with your kid, but the government now knows what's wrong with both of you.
Correct.
And it's another nexus point in their system to be able to track us. Don't think for a moment they're not going to use that against you.
We're dumb.
Yep. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. I got a lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Guns are bad, okay. So let me finish the highlights here, okay? End the freeze on gun violence research. I don't even know what the F that means.
Well, that's money flowing to the CDC, yes, which is just bullshit. Because let me tell you something. The report I showed you this morning during the break from CDC, that is being funded. It's part of that, yeah.
But wait, how about make our schools safer with more school resource officers? They knocked the NRA for saying that. I like this. Help ensure that young people get the mental health treatment they need. I got a great idea. I can fix most of it. It's called a swift kick in the ass.
Yeah,
unplug
like we got
the TV and the video games.
Yep.
Give them a stick and a ball and put them in the yard and let them start using their effing imaginations and muscles.
Right. As long as they don't play cops and robbers or anything
or to do
with
and Indian.
Cowboy and Indian. No, not allowed.
Nope. Okay. Ensure health insurance plans cover mental health benefits. I'm sure Obamacare covers that.
Yes, it does.
So we're going to go into one by one, and Sandy, you're going to comment. The first one is issue a presidential memorandum to require federal agencies to make relevant data available to the federal background check system.
Now, what the hell does that mean?
I have no idea. The government can't handle shit. Just go to a motor vehicle office.
What he's just saying is that the bureaucracy is so deep that he needs a presidential memorandum to get his own agencies to cooperate
talk
with the other agencies.
Correct.
Okay, but we need bigger government. Yeah, no problem.
Now, you like this one. Address unnecessary legal barriers, particularly relating to the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act.
Obamacare.
That may prevent states from making information available to the background system.
Again, goes right to the bureaucracy that may prevent states from.
Why can't we have a NICS system? Yeah. Why can't that shit be just attached to the NICS system?
Yeah, instantaneous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Improve incentives for states to share information with the background check. They have to have incentives.
Of course.
Here's a carrot, bitches. Start talking to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? So here's a cannoli for you. Thank you.
Yeah, well, look at New Jersey's antiquated, archaic system. All the paperwork that takes so long in order to be able to get done what NICS does in what? What does it take? 10 seconds?
10 seconds. Here's a scary one. Direct the Attorney General to review categories of individuals prohibited from having a gun to make sure dangerous people are not slipping through the cracks.
Is this the same Attorney General who is giving guns?
See.
So maybe he should be directed. He did it just because the president didn't direct him not to do it. These people here shouldn't have guns, Mr. Holder.
What's it? 9 out of 10 Mexican cartels say el hombre es muy bueno. Here's another one. Propose rulemaking to give law enforcement the ability to run a full background check on an individual before returning a seized gun. That doesn't just happen automatically.
It does.
But
we're just making another law to say that it has to.
Here's another one. This has to be a directive. Publish a letter from ATF to federally licensed gun dealers providing guidance on how to run background checks for private sellers. This is like to get rid of the gun show loophole.
Right, and the so-called gun show loophole.
And here's another one.
It's really a first step to get rid of gun shows.
I got one. This is a great one. Launch a national safe and responsible gun ownership program. Yes, the NRA has it's called the Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program public school in the state of New Jersey will let me teach for free.
Right, exactly. And the NRA's sole purpose is to do just this. But now we need a government agency to do what
we're
the NRA has been
have
doing.
An agency, bureaucracy, a director, a cabinet
member,
a czar,
taxpayer,
cetera,
another czar.
And you know what? They're going to fuck it up.
You betcha. But to do what the NRA has been doing for 150 years. Okay.
Then review safety standards for gun locks and gun safety. Are you giving?
Yeah.
How about reviewing parents and their IQ and teaching them?
Keep your guns locked up.
I love this one, Sandy. This is great. Issue a presidential memorandum to require federal law enforcement to trace guns seized in criminal investigations.
He wouldn't want to do that because then all those Fast and Furious guns would have to be traced right back to Eric Holder.
I mean, isn't this done already? If a gun is seized in a criminal investigation, we don't record it?
Unless it's a Fast and Furious gun.
We don't record that. Number 10. Release a Department of Justice report analyzing info on lost and stolen guns and make it widely available to law enforcement. What does that mean?
It's a report.
Okay.
This is how government solves things with committees and reports.
Here's another one.
And studies.
Wah, wah, wah. Nominate an ATF director. We've had no director for 6 years. You know why? Because of political correctness, you can't nominate one with balls.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You have to nominate somebody who's the epitome of mediocrity.
Yep.
And they never pass the nomination.
About most of what goes on in politics
is the epitome of mediocrity ever since Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Anyway. Provide law enforcement.
Tomato with an E.
Yes. Listen to this. Provide law enforcement, first responders, and school officials with proper training for active shooter situations. It's available.
Yep.
There's already federal grant money for it and state grant money for
You've
it.
You've got guys
nuts.
On your staff who teach that.
I got guys on my staff who wrote it.
Yep.
Okay? Mac and Joe wrote it for New Jersey, and all the schools use it. All right? Now. Maximize enforcement efforts to prevent gun violence and prosecute gun crime. What does that mean?
Put the assholes in jail and keep them there.
Judgment on the judges.
Yes.
I got a lot of feedback
I like
on
that. Yes.
Judgment. We need to judge. I want the judges' RBI. I want their average. Okay.
Yeah.
I want their batting average or whatever it is you use in hockey or whatever that is. Okay.
Well, you can tell we're a couple of sports guys.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
All right, so flying overnight in a cramped seat with a guy with halitosis next to you, I bet you need some sort of back adjustment, huh?
Yes. I want to say happy birthday to Dr. Eric Waldorf.
Hey, happy birthday, Doc.
Dr. Eric Waldorf, chiropractic. He stopped down at the Edison Show 2 days in a row. First day solo, second day with the wife and the two boys. I got in big trouble.
Yeah, what'd you do now?
I gave both his boys a flashlight keychain rape whistle and told them to start blowing it at night. Dr. Eric texted me 11 o'clock
you
at
are
night.
A
his
horrible
wife
human
is
being.
Going to kill me. I text messaged him back. It could have been worse. It could have been bongos.
Yes, it could.
And he came back and laughed out loud. So I guess Karen and Dr. Eric tried to sleep that night, and Nate and the company kept them up all night. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
But it's my nature.
Yes, it is.
Waldorf Chiropractic, Bridgewater, New Jersey, family owned, to a extraordinaire sponsor. Gun for Hire Radio sponsor, Dr. E. Waldorf, got the balls to roll with Gun for Hire Radio.
Yep.
Please show your support. WaldorfChiro.com. He's a great guy. He's already picked up customers from the show. We'd love to have a few more go. If you need an adjustment, a free thermal scan, a free evaluation, if you're going to a chiropractor now, Just ask him.
A
subtle hint about his stance on gun control.
Yeah, ask him something.
And
what
watch
about that
where your money
thing.
Is going.
Yeah.
Watch where your money is going, okay? Send your money where it belongs. We've got to fight this fight, and solidarity is key.
Yes,
so WaldorfChiro.com. Let's go, biatches. Okay, 1,000 Points of Darkness. What's
thousand
the next
points.
One? Okay, Sandy. Issue a presidential memorandum directing the CDC to research the causes and prevention of gun violence.
Do it.
Exactly.
Yes, it's called a monthly morbidity and mortality rate. It comes out every single month, and it says all the bad things that happen to people and all the bad things that cause it. And it's very interesting to find out on this year's, the current year, and we were laughing about this, the current year in their report is 2010. That's the latest data you can get. It was published last week. So it gives you an idea of the same governments, in charge of your health care with such great efficiency.
We're dumb.
Yes.
We're dumb.
But it's already being done. Yes.
This is another one where government should not get involved with private sector because it'll stifle it. It says direct the AG to issue a report on the availability and most effective use of new gun safety technologies and challenge the private sector to develop innovative technologies. Listen, the one thing the government can do is stifle innovation everywhere.
Yeah.
If there was smart gun technology that worked, it would be available already. There are plenty
of... wanted it.
Correct. But, there are plenty of think tanks that are working on it. There's been triggers with a special ring you have to wear. It's evolving slowly, smart gun technology. And when it gets there, if there's a market for it, it'll...
People will buy it.
The government is not going to be able to move it any direction. All they're going to do is stifle it.
Yep, they're not going to encourage anything.
How come every time I read the word clarify, I think of clarified butter, then I think of lobster, and then I think of bread, and then I get hungry?
I think it's because it's close to lunchtime. Oh. Is what it is.
Clarify that the Affordable Care Act does not prohibit doctors asking their patients about guns in their home.
This makes
me
crazy.
That's some scary shit here.
Absolutely crazy.
Okay? Okay, because that's some scary shit. Why does the doctor need
this
to know if I have a gun?
This came out of Florida when Florida said, no, we are not going to force doctors to ask you. What, your doctor has absolutely no business in that part of your private
life.
How
about a button that we wear, a pin? Doc, ask me if I have guns. Asking me if I have guns in my house may result in you getting punched in the effing face.
The doctors don't want to have to do this. And one of the problems you have now with Obamacare is they can actually force the physician into asking you and making a record. They can have it as part of a form that you sign on your history and physical examination.
Really?
Yes.
How would the doctor like a cholangiocolonoscopy for asking
me
that
question? I think it's what you have to do is, who's gonna tell the truth?
So can I say to the doctor, before you treat me, what's your stance on gun control? Do you have any guns in the house?
Yeah. I mean, if he asks you, do you have guns in the house? And say, I don't know, doc, you have guns in your house?
I'd always love to answer a question with a question. Yeah. I'd love to give it right back. Socratic method, exactly. Yeah. So that one's scary.
Yes.
Another one is release a letter to healthcare providers clarifying that no federal law prohibits them from reporting threats of violence to law enforcement authorities.
Yeah, there you go. So now your doctor becomes a cop.
They're not going to want to do it.
No, they're not going to
want
to do it.
They're not going to want to do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay?
Nope. Nope, nor should they be made to. But again, under Obamacare, their hands are going to be tied.
Correct.
You will not be able to opt out of this. It's going to be either you comply. And let me tell you, what I see in the future is, even if the doctor wants to quit practicing medicine, he will be forced by the government to continue to practice medicine. This has precedent set. It had precedent set in the UK, where they, also banned guns. How's that working out?
When
strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And we're back.
And this segment is sponsored by Get Out Safe NJ. Frank DeMeo, Route 10 in Whippany. You know, Ainsley and the guys have been posting pictures of his store and him on the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page.
Nice.
Frank is kicking ass. He called up last week to thank us for sending so many clients and customers and family members
Frank's
his way.
Guy.
Keep it up, ladies and gentlemen. Bad moon is arising. I'm
you
telling you
betcha.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Go see Frank. Let him develop a plan for you. Let him order some stuff from you. You do not have to go there and spend $10,000. You can go there and spend $10.
Nope.
You can pick his brain and get $1,000 worth of advice.
Right.
But what he will do is he will definitely work with you to order some stuff for you. To set you up in case an emergency happens.
Start putting back food, guys.
I have 4 car kits set up that Frank set me up with. And I have a kit in my office Okay. And now we're working on I gave him a list of everything I keep in my house, and he's the funny guy. He's like yaying and naying stuff, you know. Which is
yeah,
fine.
Because, yeah, that's what you
know,
want.
People ask me about guns. I don't know stuff about that.
Right.
You know, they don't have freeze dried human, by the way. I checked.
No, they don't, huh?
No, we're working on it though. That's another story.
All right.
So he's hooking me up, but getoutsafenj.com. GetOutSafeNewJersey.com. His website is a great resource, but you got to stop in and see him. He's centrally located. It's right near Morristown.
Right.
And Frank is a great guy.
He's got people driving in from PA, from New York City. It's not that far from either place.
Correct. His other website is SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. I love him. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
so
he's a straight shooter.
Please, please, please show your support. We're probably going to be doing a remote from there after the Trenton rally sometime late February, early March. We're going to invite everybody in, let them to try the freeze-dried human. Ainsley and Gary are working on a dry rub for that
Dry rub for barbecue. Yes.
So back to the 1,000 points of darkness.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Provide incentives for schools to hire school resource officers. I thought that was a stupid idea.
Yeah.
Chris Matthews from MSNBC. We don't want guns in the schools with our kids.
They're already there.
Dummy.
Shooting at the kids, you idiot.
Okay. Next one. Develop model emergency response plans for schools, houses of worships, and institutions of higher education. We have it already.
Right, but this is where the government needs to get involved.
The government needs to get involved with lockdown drills and
they'll
shit.
Help.
Yeah, well, we could have New Jersey.
Yeah.
We could bring Corzine out of his thieving retirement.
Yeah, right.
And he could teach how to run and cower. Okay.
He's good at that.
Another one.
Hey, how about the mayor of Trenton now? He's down in, he's going for the
inauguration
ball.
With his bracelet on.
Yeah, exactly. But he's got an order not to leave the state. I wonder if, Attorney General Chiesa knows about this since he's been on the news.
No, it's remember, fourth estate and elected officials are the third estate. Forget it. We're done.
Good for me, but not for thee.
Good for me, but not for thee. Release a letter to state health officials clarifying, clarifying the scope of mental health services that Medicaid plans must cover.
Yeah. Okay. So there's more taxpayer dollars going funneled toward Medicaid to cover.
Finalize regulations clarifying finalize regulations clarifying essential health benefits and parity requirements within ACA exchanges. Would you elaborate on that?
Well, you know, it's the same thing. Again, Obamacare, all targeted toward taking your guns away. Oh, I was crazy, though, a year ago when I said that, huh?
Next one. Commit to finalizing mental health parity regulations.
Same thing.
And then the last thing is launch a national dialogue led by Secretaries Sebelius and Duncan on mental health. Hold on. Here you go.
I love the last one here because if there's ever an expert on crazy, it's Kathleen Sebelius.
How was that? Did I handle that good?
Yes, you handled that nice.
You know what?
You ripped
this
that right up and threw it in the trash.
A bunch
such
of
bullshit.
Well, now I'm hungry. I want lobster.
Well, here's the problem. All right, I see this as being, this is the opening salvo. This is the gorilla dust. This is the stuff that's laid out here that. He's going to come out afterward and say, this didn't go far enough. Oh, I wanted to get this done far enough. He's going to wait for the next tragedy, which will inevitably come. And that's...
It's being planned right now.
Yes.
There's at least 30 of them being planned right now if you read any of Grossman's books.
Yes, exactly right. Because it has been... this is historical. This is... We have precedent set. We know what happens in situations like this. We know that gun bans don't work. We know they only make them worse. We know that this is taking the real attention away from what they're finding the real problem should be. And we're never going to arrive at a solution with this closed-minded bullshit political thinking.
God we choose liberty, reaching out to the world. Her flags of freedom on furl.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
So, speaking of the rent, Trenton rally, the Renton Trolley, I'm getting punch drunk like you.
One of the NJ2AS Fire Radio sponsors is NJ2AS.com. We are having a rally February 8th.
Please.
$35 a year, cheaper than a back waxing.
Yep.
Now, before I pitch NJ2AS, I've said this last month, we got a lot of feedback. Remember, if you have a liberal or a libertarian or an ACLU member or an anti-gun person, buy them a gift membership to the NRA for $35. Piss them off.
Yeah.
Okay. Buy them a gift membership of the ANJRPC. ANJRPC? $40. Buy them a membership of NJ2AS.com for $35. If you add up all three, it's $110 a year.
Yep.
It's $2 a week.
Right.
It's 30 cents a day.
Yep.
To ensure your rights. You know, Frank, when I met Frank at an ANJRPC board meeting, he had just started New Jersey Second Amendment Society. He said he pictures the two organizations like a hammer and an anvil. NJ2AS being the hammer striking away, the little guy. Just imagine ANJRPC is the aircraft carrier and NJ2AS is the little frigate that keeps going around and irritating, right?
Yep.
That's what we're doing here.
Yep.
And then, of course, the NRA is the big 800-pound gorilla that everybody focuses on. 30 cents a day, people.
That all the FUDs don't belong to.
Ugh, F the FUDs. You know, think about it. Buy memberships as gifts. Your kids should be members. You want to ensure their life and yep. their legacy.
Absolutely.
And your legacy.
Yep.
So now listen, so Frank has this idea. He wants to do a rally in Trenton on February 8th. You're not going to believe what happened. This is a small 2.5-year-old upstart organization that we've been sponsoring with and they've been sponsoring with us. The list is growing, you know, and we need a strong show of support. But Governor Krispy Kreme is going to be speaking.
Nice.
Okay, he committed to speaking. Steve Lonergan, Senator Michael Dotary, Allison McHose, a good friend of ours. Mike Patrick Carroll, a good friend of ours. Knappen, Scott Bach, Nelson Albano, Bob Vyden, Anthony Calandro.
Who's he?
Fuck him. And a couple other Second Amendment organizations. And the list is growing, okay? NJ2AS.com. This doesn't happen for free. I'm telling you right now, I see the expense reports. I'm on the board. We don't spend anything. We meet. Everything's on our own nickel.
Right, right.
Okay, cars. We meet all the time.
Right.
We don't pay. Nobody pays.
Yep,
gets
nobody's
anything.
Getting paid.
Get
nobody's
anything.
Getting stipends. Nobody's getting any travel expenses. Nothing.
I spend $50, $80 on stuff. I don't put an expense report in. I just eat it, and I donate also, so everybody can do it. So this is going to be a great thing that's happening. I want all of you involved in this. So this is one of the most important things to talk about.
I know it's a Friday, but you guys, we cannot get out there and have the anti-gunners outnumbering the pro-gun people. We can't do that.
You know, they're setting up buses. Frank's setting up buses.
Yeah, he's got buses
he's
coming from all over the
state.
Taking
care of the permits, the PA system. Yep. I mean, come on. Get your asses out there.
Yeah, just, I mean, for a day. Good God.
The other thing is they're raffling off an FN 308 rifle that was graciously donated by RTSP Online, Right to Self-Protect in Randolph. It's on their website and Facebook page and the NJ2AS website and Facebook page. It's limited to 250 tickets. I bought two tickets already. If I win it, I'll probably donate the gun back to the NJ2AS so we can raise more money, depending on my attitude at the moment. They're also having a high school writing contest, but the gun raffle is very important. The money that's raised, that it was so graciously donated by RTS ASP online. The money that's raised is going to be used towards the financing the rally. We're going to be accepting donations for the rally. If you can't make it, figure you would have spent $50 that day for gas and everything.
Right.
Why don't you send $50 as a donation?
Right. Help fight the fight. Even if you're from out of state, you guys out of state. Listen, what happens in New Jersey does not stay in New Jersey.
No.
We've talked about this over and over again. We've got news stories now breaking that are saying we should be using New Jersey laws across the country.
Carol Christie says that the federal government should be following our lead with gun laws. So you guys in Kansas and Ohio and and Lautenberg's thinking about rerunning for Senate.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, at 1,000 years
okay?
old.
Okay. So just think about that. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about is donate, donate, donate. If you can't donate, steal the money and donate. Okay. We need your support.
Right.
There's nobody in the NJ2AS making $1 million a year salary. There's no jets. There's no airline tickets.
Right.
There's nothing.
Yep.
All right. It's bare bones, and we need the money, and we need your support, and we need 10,000 or more people out in Trenton on February 8th, because the liberal media will use a narrow angle lens and say there was only 1,000 of us.
They always downplay
okay?
it. Always downplay
all right.
it. So you got to overwhelm them. And you guys out there who are skeet shooters and trap shooters and hunters who think that they're not coming after shotguns, guess what?
Yep.
If you've got a Remington shotgun that is shoots more than one shell at a time, you have an automatic weapon in Obama's eyes.
They are coming for it, baby. I got a little beat up. Remember when I went over some of the stuff? I talked about terrorists. If you're on a terrorist watch list, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. A couple of real good Gun for Hire alumni.
Well, yeah, some real serious problems with the terrorist watch list.
I know. John Willett and James Galeta wrote me letters chastising me because, you know, what I'm referring to is if you're a known terrorist or terrorist links, you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. But I understand there's many people who have similar names.
Kids.
Correct. I know the list is shit. And duly noted and agreed. But when I was just glancing over the list, I was looking for the hot points to make fun of and the low points
all
to
right,
not
stop
make
apologizing.
Fun of. I'm not you know what? F you all. I'm not apologizing for shit. Okay? I'm just trying to clarify.
That's my Ooh, Anthony.
Butter, lobster, bread. We're not done yet, are we?
Not yet.
When we come back, we're coming back.
There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk to dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
That'll be us, freedom-loving gun owners. You want them? Come and take them, bitches. I get an email from Bert. He thought this was great. Have you ever thought of putting the current 2A discussions, yes, German Bert, in the context everybody understands? For example, if a son without a driver's license steals the car of his mom and purposefully overruns 20 kids exiting a school, will we get legislation to limit the right to buy cars or gasoline?
Nice point.
All right, great point. Great argument point. If you say that to an anti-gunner, they'll tell you you're a racist.
Right. For whatever reason.
You're a racist.
Yes.
So let's look at some of the stuff our governor said. Governor Krispy Kreme said, New Jersey has the second toughest gun laws in America already. Okay, he was on CBS and he said that. He said the state needs to have a conversation about gun control, but he added that violence in video games and the stigma attached to mental illness also must be on the table for discussion. Okay, because all the other Dems, they want to limit magazines. Loretta Weinberg wants to limit shit that's been banned 50 years ago. Yeah, right. She doesn't.
50 caliber ban.
She would be. It would be. Saying something nice of her to say her IQ was in the single digits.
Yeah. That's
okay.
For sure.
And then Pennsylvania, the governor's office, which is Tom Corbett, he said that we need to look at everything. We need to look at
the
danger of concentrating just on guns is that we will divert our attention from some of the causes, such as mental illness and bullying, which is the truth. And something hit me like a ton of bricks. I need all you ladies and gentlemen. I would love for Jose to post this, but you know what? He's mentally incapacitated, and I'm sorry. I apologize for him ahead of time.
He's going to take the sight down.
I don't care. He's getting fitted for a new helmet today.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's
so good. Which is good. They're getting
it's
one.
Good.
Yeah.
I can see the sight coming down right now.
So, I was flying home the red eye from the SHOT Show.
Yes.
And I can't watch a station more than a minute on JetBlue. And I'm flipping, and there was this horrific crime that was not so horrific, but I watched MSNBC, Fox, CBS, all the major New York networks from the JetBlue airline, and they were all appalled by the violence. And when you guys get a chance, Google man threw woman on subway tracks in Philly. Okay.
Usually happens in New York,
okay,
but
now,
this is Philly.
The guy walked by. He said something to her. She was like a 23-year-old girl, college girl. He walked by the shit bag. He said something to her. He doubled back. He jumped on top of her. He punched her five times
in the face. Yeah.
And then dragged her body and threw her on the train tracks to be killed. And then grabbed her purse with her iPhone and just nonchalantly walked away.
Yeah.
So now I'm renaming Philly. It's no longer brotherly love. It's the city of brotherly shove. Okay?
I like that.
But this is what gets me. Our glitterati and our fourth estate
media. This is frightening to them. Yeah.
They could not believe how violent this was. They have no idea what violence is. Okay? But you know why, Sandy, though? Their perception of violence is like Quentin Tarantino movies and shit.
Sure.
Where it's all fake.
Yeah.
Now, this was not that violent. It was a grainy video of a blob of a guy. You know, you couldn't make out what he was. You really can't make out if he's black, white, yellow, green, gray, or whatever.
Right.
He goes over. He jumps on top of her, punches her rapidly. At least five times, and then drags her off the platform into the
throws her onto the tracks and walks
away like she's dead. Well, they're like, you know, be warned. This is horrific video before we play and stuff. I'm like, see, this is one of the problems. They don't realize how horrific violence really is.
Yeah.
They don't realize the true name because they say the only difference between a pro gunner and an anti gunner is one mugging.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
They think a mugging is like the guy walks up and pulls out
give
a
me your
knife,
money.
Give me your money. Yeah, it doesn't happen that way.
Right.
You get punched 80 times in the head or you get stabbed in the back like that person in Middletown at the Bed Bath & Beyond was stabbed two times in the back. Okay, that's how crime occurs. Fast and violent and very, very violent. Everybody thinks it's a setup like in the movie.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I watched this. This didn't give me that chills like it did the reporters, but all the reporters were freaking about it. But again, these people live in this isolated and insulated society.
And this is Philadelphia where that woman should have been carrying a concealed handgun.
The city of brotherly shove.
Yes.
I really like you. Thank you for coming to this. Oops.
Oh, wait. I thought it was New York. You're supposed to do that
in New York. I got her iPad. It's unbelievable. And now she's dead. And it doesn't matter to me because when I go before the judge, I'll do 2 years in prison.
Yep.
And I'll be out again. I just read one in Massachusetts. An 11-year-old girl was raped and killed.
Oh.
And her attacker had spent 7 years in prison for doing the same thing to a 9-year-old 7 years earlier.
Why was this piece of garbage
out
on the street? We're not asking these questions. Society is breaking down around us.
Or the parole board or whoever was involved in the release need to be held accountable. Nobody wants to discuss this.
No.
Okay? Nobody wants to discuss it.
You know, this has become commonplace. And it to me, if you ask me to weigh in on this, I'd point to society as a whole. And unfortunately, we are all to blame for this. So we don't want to point fingers at ourselves. We are to blame for the fact that the kids that are raised today. Did you see that study that just came out last week of college freshmen that say that they are their most narcissistic people in history? Now, they've been doing this study since the 1960s when Kennedy came out and said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Yes.
And it was bad then.
Correct.
But now this is the most narcissistic society. They totally believe that the world, that the sun rises and sets on their head. We did that to these kids.
Correct. You know, again, I've been spending more time. I've been reading my favorite book right now is Stop Teaching Our Children to Kill.
Yeah.
And On Killing by Lieutenant Dave Grossman. You need to read both of those books.
Absolutely.
You know, John and you guys, I know, and Sean, a lot of you guys gave me crap about the video games, but you guys are in touch with reality. You grew up in a different era where you played on the street. I know John was in the military. I think he was in the Salvation Army, Sean Brown. I'm not sure. He might have been in the military. There was Salvation Army. But anyway, you know,
there's some more hate
guys,
mail.
I don't care about the hate mail. I love hate mail. I love hate mail better than the love mail. The
yes.
hate mail makes me giggle.
I know. Yeah,
when you
great,
see me laughing
it?
And
I
shit,
know.
I get such
hey,
great hate
Hey, did you see
mail.
That piece that Napin got?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was great.
That one guy wants to shoot him in the face.
Yeah. You should be shot in the face.
You should be shot in the
you
face.
Moron. You should be shot in the face and then set on fire. I know. That was great. And that was all because he appeared on our show. You're welcome, Evan. We're just sharing the love.
You know,
nothing we don't get every day.
Every day.
It's nice.
Every day. You know, it's funny that I'm walking the SHOT Show and people are coming up to me, other media people, and they know us and they listen to us and they joke because I'm surrounded by, you know, good people. But, you know, when I get on a plane, all my guys, we all get on, everybody's wearing Gun for Hire stuff. You got to say they look at us.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm the good guy. I'm not Haji. Oh, speaking of Haji, Carsey went on a podium with a tear in his eye and just declared the entire country of Afghanistan a gun-free zone.
That'll work. It works so well.
Listen,
in Camden.
Carsey, you are an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, gun-free
I hate to tell
zone.
You, you're an yeah. asshole. Afghanistan's going to be a gun-free zone.
How many signs?
Tell the Taliban to move back in fully, all right? A gun-free zone. They're not going to support gun manufacturers or anything. They don't have any gun manufacturers. They buy all their shit from Russia and China.
Exactly right, yeah.
He's an asshole. I'm telling you, one more reason to push the UN in a fucking East River. He's an asshole. Afghanistan is a gun-free zone. Good. Let me know how that works out.
We'll,
I want to
we'll
watch
be watching.
That. Wait until we're out. And 14th century savages slaughtering each other.
Yeah, that's right. They have plenty of rocks over here to bash each other over the heads with like they used to do.
We're dumb.
We're headed that way, though, Ant.
We're dumb.
Yes, we are. We're headed that way. We are allowing our rights to be taken away, stripped away one piece at a time, the old salami theory. And
salami, clarify, butter, bread, lobster.
I guess it's that time, yep. So, are you doing any training at Gun for Hire Academy, or have you gotten into a new business?
Busy. Yeah. Yes, new business. I'm selling tweezers now. On Thursday, January 24th, First Steps Airsoft, pellet gun, BB gun. Don't shoot your eye out.
Because they've taken all our guns away in New Jersey.
On Sunday, February 24th, Smoking Gun 3. Food, guns, cigars, maybe some adult beverages.
Ooh.
We only have like 8 slots left for that. It's limited to 40 people. All Gun for Hire alumni can take any class over again at half the price. Get your CCW carry permit. You can't carry in New York and New Jersey, but you can carry in 33 other states.
For
we
now.
Do Utah and Florida in 8 locations and remote. We will deliver. And of course, since you can't buy an AR, build an AR with the Build-A-Bear program at Gun for Hire. Jimmy the Gun Guy will hook you up.
He's still able to get parts, too.
We have hooks. We're getting parts. Yeah.
Nice.
Someone that owns Gun for Hire may have bought a large amount of lowers a few years ago. Just saying.
Just saying.
guess what?
What?
I'm done. I'm going to drink turpentine right now.
Very nice. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under a license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my jet-lagged co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. I gotta feed this guy. See you next week. Bye-bye. From sea to the shine.